that the Lord has allowed us to come into his house, to worship his holy name, to praise him. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And he's done something for you today that you didn't even know that he was going to do. He's touched you in a mighty way. He woke you up. And he brought you here.
Yes, he did.
For there's something here for each and every one of us today that we didn't know that we were going to get. And we praise him for it. Gracious Father and all wise God, O holy and mighty one, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for another opportunity, O mighty God, to come into your house, to praise you, to be in your holy of holies. For Lord, you are righteous, you are all-knowing, you are all-comforting, you are our shepherd. And we thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for those that have come out into your sanctuary this day. We thank you, Father, for those that did not make it but are at home watching this on the internet. Father, we thank you for those that are watching a service somewhere or in a service somewhere. For we all need your word. For your word is mighty. You said that your word would not return unto you void. And we thank you.
Thank you,
Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to let your spirit fall on this sanctuary.
Yes.
Fall on each and every one, Lord, everywhere that's about to hear your word. Let a mighty anointing fall upon the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, the speaker of your word.
Yes.
Let them decrease, Lord, that they may allow you to increase within them. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And if we could all stand and sing our doxology, if you're able.
Thank you.
Today's scripture is coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And I'll be reading out of NIV. And if you could stand for the reading of God's anointed word, if you are able. When everybody has it, say amen.
Amen.
Waiting on a few more. But God ain't no rush to do anything. He does it at his time. Is everybody blessed today? And it reads, brothers and sisters, if anyone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. It lets us know we shouldn't think highly of ourselves, but remain humble. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in well-doing, in good-doing. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So when you get to the point this the opposition is stronger than it's ever been, stand. Call your blessings around the corner. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. For that is the word of God for the people of God this day. And if we could ask Deacon Woods, if he don't mind, if he could give a prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dear Heavenly Most Merciful Father, we come unto you this morning, oh dear God, with thanksgiving within our heart. Oh Heavenly Father, I want you right now just come into this service, oh dear God. Touch each and one of us, our heart, our mind, and our soul, oh dear God. Oh Heavenly Father, I want you to pour out your spirit on the one that's going to break the bread of life this morning, oh dear God. Be with him, oh dear God, as he carry out your words. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want you to right now just touch those that are sick and shut in this morning, oh dear God. Go into the rest homes, oh dear God, and touch those that are in the rest homes. Oh, Heavenly Father, be with my mother-in-law, oh dear God, that she may one day walk back into this church, but be able to come into the church, oh dear God. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want you to right now touch those bereaved families all over this morning, oh dear God, right now, especially. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I say, I want you to touch each and every family member this morning. It's under the sound of my voice, oh, dear God. Touch them in a special way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, I want to give these words in your namesake. Let us all say amen.
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 Amen. Somebody could ask the trustees to step in for just a second at the back door, please. So that we can bless the offering. Father, hear our offerings, our tithes. Father, we ask you to accept these as our reasonable service unto you.
Thank you.
For you ask us to give you a tenth, and we give that to you graciously. You ask for an offering, Lord, and we give that, Lord, cheerfully. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to receive it, bless it, multiply it, and let it be used for your purpose in the building of your kingdom. Amen. And now, we will have another selection from this awesome youth choir and this magnificent choir of musicians to bless our heart and our soul. Thank you.
too late.
Yes.
Like I said, the sun's going down.
Yes.
The sun is going down.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm trying to do this next one, but all my things are getting full up here. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes you realize how blessed you are.
Thank you.
Anybody out there ever been?
Hallelujah.
Anybody? Anybody out there blessed?
Yes.
You know you're blessed.
I know what it looks like. Let things go again. Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Father, Savior, Jesus Christ, our God. Thank God for the wonderful music ministry musicians that they poured out. And let us know that miracle is on the way, but I'm getting old now, so you know what I realize? I'm a walking miracle. I'm a blessed miracle. And I don't have to go far to see a miracle. All I got to do is get up in the morning and look in the mirror. You woke me up one more time. Maybe I can be up my way one more time. You smiled on my family one more time. Rest the church will be in session one more time. Send the Spirit one more time. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as you have called us into session, one more Sunday, one more Lord's Day, God, to give you glory. In the midst of all trouble, pain, anguish, those who may be sick, those who may be shut in hospitals, those who may have a good body and may not be in their right minds. Those who may be in their right minds but in a paralyzed body. Fires all over your land, God. Violence all over this land and country. Us being disrespectful to one another, even in the household of faith. God, I come to ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to get it right. We ask you, Lord, you would sit down on us by the power of your Spirit. You will speak to us, God, till we become better men, women, children, in your name. Ask you to bless, God, your frail vessel, your vassal, your servant, your preacher this morning. Ask you to bless me, God, in my body. Focus me in my mind. Use me, God, for your glory. People may not see Michael, but they may see Jesus. For you said in your word, Lord, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Pray, God, today that something will be said to draw people back to you. Someone may turn from the ways of the world and turn back to you. Maybe we can find it in our hearts to love one another the way you called us to do. As you forgive us for our sins, we forgive one another. Your Spirit may flow in this house. My prayer is that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart may be acceptable in your sight. Truly, Lord, you are my strength. God, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I do pray that the faithful of God say, Amen. 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 Y'all do know where I'm going, don't you? Acts chapter 2. Chapter 2. Next chapter 2. Verse 41. Read from Authorized King James this morning. The Bible says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat, and with gladness and singleness of heart. Deacon Hall, the Bible says they was praising God and having favor with all the people. Look what happened. And the Lord Somebody say Lord. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be what? Hallelujah to the Lamb. As you take your seat this morning, I want to talk to you from a subject. And I gave Minister Cook a different version, but I don't see it in different ways. God's detailed plan for a blessed church. God's detailed plan for a blessed church. Start to come and talk to you about a church that God blesses. But every church that's called and planted by God is already blessed. But today we're going to talk about God's detailed plan for a blessed church. Notice that the church belongs to God. Let's get that out of the way. Almighty God. Creator God. God all by himself. Holy God. Righteous God. Sovereign God. Mighty God. Powerful God. God who has no beginning and no end. God. Alpha and Omega God. Jehovah God. Jehovah Nissi, God. Jehovah Sekenu, that's God. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, that's God. Amen. He can heal you. He can save you. He can deliver you. He can bless you. Why? Because he's God. In God's church, we are called together in assembly to learn one or two things. First of all, we have to do God's plan, God's way. God's plan is to love him and then to love his people. Some people in God's house lie because they say they love God, but they don't love God's people. So a preacher, you're going too far. You can't say that. Yes, I can. I can say it by your fruit. If you don't love, you're not of God. If you don't forgive, you're not of God. If you don't give, you are not of God. If you don't bless, you are not of God. God is a loving, blessing, kind God. God's plan for, detailed plan for a blessed church. That word, that detail means that God did it a specific way. And there's no change in it. We've changed it down through the years. And I'm not going to get into it because as we go into the book of Acts, we're going to show ourselves, amen, what God really planned for the church in the beginning, amen. And it was not, it does not look like what the church models today. Most people are always talking about wolves in the church. Acts tell you that there are wolves in the church. Tell you about members in the church who are lukewarm, amen, and hard-hearted. We already know that, amen. But to this morning, I want you to make sure you are not one of them. God's detailed plan for a blessed church. That word plan, you put it any kind of way you want to. Plan, program, blueprint, a design, a model. I don't care how you put it. God put it right here in the book, how we're supposed to operate in church, how you think and how I think. Don't change. God designed a plan, a blueprint for the church, how we vote. Don't plan. Don't change how God wanted the church to be, how we look at a church up the street or down the street to try to be like them. Don't change the plan of God in the church. The Acts chapter 2, here it is. In case somebody asks you or want to challenge you about the church, you tell them, here it is right here in Acts chapter 2. This is how we're supposed to do it. I don't care what your constitution says. I don't care what your pastor says. I don't care what the board says. I don't care what the member says. I care what God says. Detail. Plan for a blessed church. Blessed church is not just one or two people are blessed. When the church is blessed, the whole entire church is blessed. Every family that's connected to the church ought to be blessed. Everybody around Archer's Grove ought to be blessed. Even people that don't belong to Archer's, when they drive by Archer's Grove, they ought to just get blessed by the presence and the love of God that comes out of this church. God's plan for a blessed church.
Hallelujah.
In this book, we've been talking about, we're in the book of Acts. Luke is the writer of the book. We know that Luke's gospel. He's also the writer. In Luke's gospel, he talks about in chapter 1, he gives you how Elizabeth is pregnant with a child, John the Baptist. He tells you how Elizabeth is an old age and her pregnancy and even her birth, amen, through her husband Zachariah is a miracle because God was in the plan. Then it talks about Jesus the Christ in Luke chapter 2, how he was born, Sister Mary, and to the family, Sister Rachel, how he came, amen, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. That Jesus, that blessed one, God wrapped up in the flesh, who came amongst men, not religious people who try to go to God, but God wrapped up in flesh, came down to men. That's what Luke talks about. He talks about how Jesus rose up. How Jesus began to preach, amen. And then while he preached, every time he preached the word, miracles followed this man. There was something about Jesus. He was faithful even unto death, amen. Even the death of the cross. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one who owns the church, amen. The one who owns this preacher, amen. And if you are born of him, he owns you too. Because 1 Corinthians said, you don't belong to yourself. You was bought with a price. So we belong to him. Luke talks about this Jesus. Yes. Even to a Calvary's cross, when he died for the sins of the world. It tells you about the birth of Jesus, the death of Jesus. Then Jesus shows back up. Ain't that right? Because death couldn't hold him down. Luke, I guess he couldn't hold his peace. Amen. So he preached all the way through the Gospel of St. Luke and kept on writing the Theophilus all the way in the Acts of the Apostles so that when the church came, we would know how to function in this mean, cruel world. We would know how to treat one another. We would know when things fall apart that God will never leave you and God would never forsake you. We would tell folks that God is still in the blessing business. Acts chapter 1, Jesus meets the boys, tells them, he say, hey, look, I'm ascended, I'm getting ready to leave you, you see me, they killed me, they put thorns and crowns on my head, they pierced me in my side, amen, I died right in front of you, and now I'm standing here talking to you, but I ain't going to be here long because I'm going back to sit down on the right hand of the Father on high, but you all have work to do. Acts chapter 1:11 talks about Jesus ascending back to heaven. Y'all remember? He tells them to wait in the upper room. Do y'all remember? It's just a review. I'm not going back to this no more because I figure some of y'all are not reading. Oh, God, I wasn't even going here, but God got me preaching it. So obviously somebody's not reading. So since you won't read it, I'm going to tell you about the story so you can't wiggle out of this. He ascended back to heaven. The apostles and Mary and the rest of them, the 120, went up to the upper room. Y'all do know the story, don't you? And they waited until what God had promised came. While they was waiting, Deacon Hank in the upper room, and said, suddenly, there was a sound from heaven. That's right. As a rushing, mighty wind. After the wind started blowing, they heard men speaking in different tongues, but it was all one tongue so they could understand what the gospel was, that what was happening was what the prophet Joel had said, that in the last days that God was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Y'all done caught up with me yet? And after the spirit was poured out on all flesh, Peter stood up and began to talk because y'all know men begin to walk. Ain't that right? And Peter said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Amen. Then he goes on into the text and started preaching. Amen. And we talked about some things that he had preached. One thing he preached was that after Christ died, some people are excited, but everybody don't believe. Ain't that right? But just because another person don't believe, whether they in the pew or in the world, don't let them take you to hell through the pew. You got to believe for yourself. God has a design for his church. Yeah. After Peter did all this beautiful preaching, we talked about last week the meeting of the word where folk came together in baptism and communion. Said when they heard Peter's word, they gladly accepted his word. And when they gladly accepted his word, they got baptized and they took communion. In other words, they got baptized to identify with the church. Amen. To say, I'm coming in this church.
to find out what my gift is for the church. And when my gift comes out and manifests, I'm going to do all I can so that my gift will help other folk grow in their gift.
Yeah. Oh, have mercy.
It's not about you, it's not about me. It's the gift that God put in you to make us community of who we're supposed to be. Y'all got it now? And so as we come together, Peter stood up and he begins to preach. And I love it because the Bible says that when he preached, he said in verse 40, he said, save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation that we live in today, since I'm preaching, I'm going to go ahead and give you a commercial break for a second. You do know that this world is messed up, don't you? You do know that everybody's changing everything that God said in his word. Everything he said about fellowship, people are changing. Everything he said about marriage, people are changing. Everything he said about how we ought to do each other, people are changing. We are no longer Christians. We will go by ethnicity, the color we are, where we come from, how much money we got, how you vote for it. We all in all that mess. But all I want to know today is, are you saved, amen? And if you are saved, you got to worry about your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Stop worrying about your neighbor and who's not doing work. Just make sure that you do your part in God. God has a model for his church. Peter's preaching here at the end. He said when Peter finished preaching, look what happened. It said that God added to the church. Hold up, let me back up. It said, then they that gladly received the word. Now, let me say this. And some folk gladly received the word, but that is an implication or it implies that just because some folk accept the word of God don't mean that everybody accept the word of God. Let me rewind that back and say it again. Just because some folk accept the word of God does not mean that everyone accepts the word of God. But yet Peter kept on preaching. Look what happened. 3,000 souls was added to the church. There was 120 in the church. Ain't that right? And I'm pretty sure they talked about what they didn't have and how many people they had and fear of the Jews and all that. And then when the Lord stepped into the picture, let me say that again. When the Lord stepped into the picture, he added 3,000 people to the church. So one minute you had 120, and that same day, 3,000 people came and joined the church. Now you got 3,120 people in the church. Bible says in verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. That's verse 42, Acts 2. And in the breaking of bread, look, and in prayer. That's God's plan for a detailed plan for a blessed church. The first thing is you got to stay steadfast in the word of the Lord. Look, this one word that Peter preached that some folk got saved through that word. Some folk got rooted and grounded in that word. Some folk got delivered through that word. So you need the word of God. Let me talk to you for a second about how God blesses through the word of God. Acts chapter 4 and 4, if you write it. It says, when you get to Acts chapter 4, it says that some folk heard the word. Then after that, sister, they believed the word. And then when they believed the word, 5,000 men came to the Lord. Ain't that something like that? So you got to hear it, you got to believe it, and you got to receive it. Acts chapter 6 and 7, the word of God came and it increased as the word was preached more and more. The Bible says that the disciples increased, amen. So that's why we have distractions in the church, amen. I tell y'all all the time that you have whatever your organization is, and you know what your organization is in the church, but don't you understand that the pastor sees 360. We see everything going on in the church. That's why we don't say that. Don't mean we don't see it. We just can't say anything until God says it. Let me say it like that. Preachers, stop letting folks try to tell you how to preach and how to live. God did not send pastors and preachers and apostles and evangelists to the church for the church to tell us what to do. God sent us to tell you what to do through the word until you learn how to do the work of the Lord. The Bible says when God calls a person, he calls them out of the world. He sanctifies them and he sets them apart. And then God is the one that qualifies them. I never understood that. How when I came to the United Church of Christ, and I do understand they don't want anybody in the church, you understand? But I had to go before a board of fallible men, you know what I'm saying? They probably have done worse than I have, looking at my You're a bigger crook than I am. I used to be a crook. You still a crook. And you're gonna be. I'm sorry. Y'all don't look at my background, but look at that. My credentials in the Lord. What do you believe, preacher? Amen. Y'all know what's funny? I've been out here at Rogers Grove almost 12 years, and I'm yet to have somebody come out here to see if I'm treating y'all poorly. Amen. If they were so concerned with me and how y'all were doing, don't you think they would send somebody out here to make sure that I'm not hurting you?
Right?
But when he broke his finger finger, he found out what it's like to try to pick up something, amen, and not have the pinky finger, amen. And God gave you everything you need. I had a friend of mine who had a toe amputated. And I couldn't understand when he get up and walk, he can't walk that well. I'm like, bro, why can't you? He said, I'm missing a toe. I'm like, what about it? You still got a foot? What about it? He's like, no. Your toes give you. Yeah. You need every part of it. What I'm saying to you in the church, look, we need each other. Y'all know the song said, I need you. You need, y'all know it. We are all a part of God's body. So if you mess up, if your eye has something in it, it can be a splinter, amen, a little piece of wood in your eye. That thing will wear you, want it, until you get it out. If you got one ear that's stopped up, won't that do something to you? Knees start hurting. Back start hurting. Well, that's the way the church is when we don't treat each other right. When we don't do it the detailed way that God said to do it, we start inventing stuff and ways to do in the church that has nothing to do with the blueprint that God has designed for us. And so what happens is that somebody get upset, amen, and then they leave, now the elbow is gone, amen. And you got a cast on your elbow because you ain't got nobody to do it. Let me break it down in church language so y'all can understand. Somebody got to preach the word. What if every preacher got mad and left? What if every time you talked about somebody, they got mad and left, amen? Then you ain't got no preacher in the church. You ain't got no deacons in the church, man. Trustees are left. Members ain't speaking to one another. Folk over here sitting over here. And new folk come in the church. You only attend here. You don't know this person's name that's sitting over here. Matter of fact, you don't care what that person's name is. Somebody sitting over here hungry. Y'all got plenty of food over here. But because you don't meet the needs of the people, now we all divided because we're not doing it God's way.
Stand
fast in the word of God. Faithful in fellowship. That means that faithful in fellowship means that there are no cliques in the church.
That's right.
I said, amen. That there are no cliques in the church. Seminary, they talk to that Deacon King that in every church, I don't care what you go through, I don't care what denomination that church is, in every single church, because we are there, Sister Queenie, that there are at least three cliques in the church. Three cliques in the church. And then inside each organization of the church, there's another clique, because you might join the choir, but that don't mean you like everybody in the choir. That's why choirs can't do like they used to do. Mr. Moore, you know why? Because back in the day, y'all remember? Yeah, y'all remember? Altos, is that right? The altos, sopranos, or sopranos, altos, however, and then the tenors would be on there. Y'all remember how it used to be? But y'all know why it's not like that now, and why so many ministers of music get fired, and musicians get fired. Y'all know why, don't you? Because y'all try to make this sister sit down here by this sister, and this man sit back there by that man, and they don't want to work together. But when you put them in the right place where they're supposed to be, there's harmony. Y'all see it? So steadfast in the word of God. Faithful in fellowship with one another. And then we got to be persistent in prayer. I'm getting ready to go. Persistent in prayer. Prayer, Psalm 145, 18. Said God is near to all them that call on him. And I don't know if you ever called on God. That ain't nothing but prayer to God. All you got to do is talk to him. You Sunday, y'all sing it all the time. Just a little talk with
Jesus.
Tell him all about you. Him. Your greatest cry, him. Feel a little. Know a little. Have a little. He'll make everything. Y'all got it now? Steadfast in the word. Faithful in fellowship and persistent in prayer. And so I started off this text talking about how Peter preached a sermon, didn't it? And I talked about how he tells you to be steadfast in the word, verse 42, faithful in fellowship and persistent in prayer. And in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. Then I told you how important prayer is, because God still answers prayer. Then the Bible says that all believed and were together, and they had all things common. And I'm not going to preach this today, but I'm coming back. But look what it did. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, and no man had no need. Wouldn't it be something if we started treating each other like that? See, you can't be a church after God's own heart if you don't love God who you have not seen, and then try to not love men who you see every day. You got to love God in a special way. Can I get a witness from somebody that's in the house with me today? I want to tell you that just like Luke wrote it with Jesus at the birth, amen, went with Jesus all the way to the cross, talking about the resurrection and the ascension of the Lord, let me help you with something. That God is always with you, amen. God said in Isaiah 46, that God is with you always. God is with you when you were born, because the Bible says the Lord knew you before you was formed in the womb. That means that God was with you before you could walk, before you could talk, before you could do anything for yourself. Don't you know that God covers you? And if you hear today, God has been with you all your life. You might not know it yet, but God is still with you. Let me help some of y'all, because I'm on my way if I live long enough. Young folks, y'all think y'all ain't going to get old, but I'm going to tell you, if you keep on living, you're going to get old. The long clock going to go off, and God going to wake you up, and you're going to get up one day, and you're going to be full of life, and you're going to go to sleep that night, and you're going to wake up the next day, and God going to get you up the next day, amen. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to see the sun rise one day, and the sun set another day. Sunrise one day, sunset another day. You're going to wake up one day, and the hair that used to be black is going to be gray. But I'm going to tell you that God got some fight in me. I remember a time that I could sit down in a chair. I could jump up out of that chair. I could do a whole lot of things out of that chair. Now I got to take my time, walk my way up out of the chair, amen. I need something to hold on to get up out of the chair. But I thank God for the strength I have to get out of the chair.
Invitation. If you still a milk drinker,
whether you Facebook Live or you in this church, you still a milk drinker. If you're a milk drinker, let me tell you what a milk drinker is. A milk drinker is one who, when somebody offends you, you can't see in your heart to obey God's word to forgive that person, you're a milk drinker. A milk drinker talks more about the problems in the world and the problems in the church than about the big God that we serve who's still a problem solver. If you talk about people more than you talk about Jesus, you still a milk drinker. Mike, raise your hand for me. Will you raise your hand for me? Just raise your hand. That was someone back then in his 30s now. He was coming up, amen, walking around the table, holding on to the table, walking, and my mother was there, and mother and my sister Johnson was there, and my wife and I, we were trying to do like read books and listen to folk, amen, and feed in the right formula and do all that. And my mama said, you gotta get that boy some beans, amen. And sister Johnson said, no, that's right, took some little potatoes and some gravy, amen, stuck it in Mike's mouth, amen. Mike was still walking around the table. One day I came home from work and I opened the door and came in. He said, Daddy! And he started running to me, amen. He was walking. What I'm saying to you is if you stop drinking milk, one day you're going to see the Father coming. You're going to run to him. You're not going to be crawling no more. You're not going to be able to pass about no more. You're going to be running to the Father because you got strength. Is there one who would do that? Today that will taste and see that the Lord is good. All right.
Amen.
You ready to close? Then we got announcements. This is the same. Right, okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and close. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for always thinking everything out, Lord. Yeah. God, you always think things through.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that in your continued blessings, that you would continue to look on your church until we become just like the way you want us to be.
Yes.
Steadfast in your word, study, fellowship with one another, treat each other right, build each other up to no one has need. Then God, after we model that, God, we will continue with you in prayer. And we are watching as you, Lord, add to the church as many as you want to. We trust you today. We honor you and we praise you. Ask you to look on anyone who may be sick under the sound of my voice, be it in person or virtual. God, I ask for a manifestation of your healing. God, as you sit down on us today, we leave this place to know from your presence. Your Holy Spirit travels with us today. My prayer for your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
So, Shana comes, I want us to still be.